This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings and welcome to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, a weekly podcast where we ponder and proclaim the Sunday Mass readings. Well, this is the last big solemnity in a big series that we've had right following the Easter season. The culmination of the Easter season is Pentecost Sunday. That's the 50th day. We have the coming of the Holy Spirit, and then we've had Holy Trinity Sunday, and now we come to Corpus Christi Sunday, or a beautiful feast called the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. In some parts of the world, this may be a holy day of obligation. Where it is not, which is here in the United States, it falls on that Sunday following the Holy Trinity Sunday, and is a beautiful feast in the church. And we'll hear a little bit about the heart, the blood, and the body that this feast represents in the readings today. A couple of things that tie this together. We're going to hear about the sacrament of love. Once again, in all of God's word, we read, we experience, we get to know God is love. We get to know God's love. We get to participate in God's love. We are part of what God loves. God loved us into existence. He loves us and continues to call him back to himself. You know, Jesus said, "Remain in me." And God gives us ways in which we can remain with him by offering his own divine body, blood, soul, and divinity to us. So let's get to our readings today for the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi. I want to start with the collect today. Let us pray. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament have left us a memorial of your passion, grant us, we pray, so as to revere the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may always experience in ourselves the fruits of your redemption, who live and reign with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Our first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the Israelites to offer holocausts and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words of his." The word of the Lord. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 116. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosened my bonds. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. To you will I offer sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his peoples. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Our second reading is a reading from the book of Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, when Christ came as high priest of the good things that have come to be, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God? For this reason, he is mediator of a new covenant. Since a death has taken place for deliverance from transgressions under the first covenant, those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance. The word of the Lord. The sequence. Laud, O Zion. Lo, the angel's food is given to the pilgrim who has striven. See the children's bread from heaven, which on dogs may not be spent. Truth, the ancient types fulfilling, Isaac bound, a victim willing, Paschal lamb, its lifeblood spilling, manna to the Father spent. Very bread, good shepherd, tend us. Jesu, of your love, befriend us. You refresh us, you defend us. Your eternal goodness send us in the land of life to see. You who all things can and know, who on earth such food bestow, grant us with your saints, though lowest, where the heavenly feast you show, fellow heirs and guests to be. Amen. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I might eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, the feast is the most, the body and blood of Christ, the most holy body and blood of Christ, or Corpus Christi. And there's so much to be said about this feast. This feast goes back to the mid-1200s, where one of the popes had initiated this special feast to really inaugurate this opportunity to bring Jesus out to the streets, to bring this praise and worship of our God and King to all people, to share. So we'll have many Corpus Christi processions, and maybe you and your own community will have the opportunity to participate in a Corpus Christi procession, where the priest or the bishop will have this beautiful, very decorative monstrance, which holds the Luna, which holds the Eucharist, the Most Blessed Eucharist, in this small glass case, and will then process maybe around the church, around the neighborhood, maybe throughout the streets of your town or city, and have an opportunity to praise the Lord. Let's just quickly look at the readings. And certainly we hear in the first reading of Exodus, and again, I'm overwhelmed by going through the Bible in a year, and you go through the Old Testament, obviously, in sequence of how it really chronologically unfolds, and how much offering, how much blood was shed. And we're right now talking about Solomon, King Solomon, who built the great, beautiful temple. David didn't build the temple. David built the kingdom and knew, and God had told him that your next of kin will be the one who builds the temple. And Solomon builds this just amazing temple. It's just amazing to hear the description of this amazing temple to hold the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant, the true presence of God. And then how much, once the temple was ready to be dedicated and ready to bring the Ark of the Covenant in, I mean, tens of thousands of animals were sacrificed. You know, so much blood was shed. And that was a symbol, that was a recognition of offering, right? Of offering. And so here we see Moses shedding blood. Some of the blood goes on the altar to worship and to pray for the blessing of God. But then there is blood that is even shed on the people. And he splashes the people with the blood that has been shed. And the people are talking about following God's law, following God's words. It says, Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. And the people said, in fact, twice the people say in this account, and we hear it quite often, that the people say, we will do everything that the Lord has told us. All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do. And we know that the people fall. In fact, sometimes quite quickly they fall. And it's certainly not like, oh, I'm better than that, because we all are sinners and we've fallen short of God. And we do say, in fact, when we make a confession, you know, I confess my sins. I'm sorry for these sins. And I pray that I will not do them anymore. And yet sometimes what happens? We do them again. How do we receive the body and the blood, even recognizing that we're weak? In fact, especially recognizing that we're weak, that we're fallen. Moses sprinkles the people and the covenant is made. The covenant is made out of the life force of blood. You know, blood was a very sacred thing. Blood carries life. Blood means life. God's blood shed for us. That's eternal life. That's divinity. That's a divine life. And so what can the blood of bulls and sheep give us? Not much. But they're a symbol. They're a way in which the people were making a promise to the Lord, so that when Jesus's blood, the eternal Father, when the blood of Christ is shed, that's the blood that will save us for all eternity and becomes the new covenant. The promised eternal inheritance is offered, love on offer, as my friend Father Dan says. It's a love on offer, the new covenant, as it's written in the book of the Hebrews. And so think about that ritual and the giving and the offering of the sacrifices for forgiveness, for healing, for righting the wrongs in our lives. Do we really offer ourselves? Do we offer sacrifices? Do we offer up our sins and give them to the Lord and make a change, because that blood changes us? In the Gospel of Mark, we see that account of really the institution of the very first Eucharist, where the Passover meal is celebrated with Jesus and his apostles in the upper room. We hear an account, and we hear several accounts from the various gospel writers. And Jesus takes bread, he breaks it, he gives thanks, he says a blessing, and then he gives this to the apostles, and he says, take, and now this is my body. And he has the cup of the new and everlasting covenant, the cup of his precious blood that has been shed. And he says, take. And I guess what I want to just contemplate is, how do I receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the communion, in Holy Communion? How do I receive it? Like the people, the Israelites in the first reading, they said, we will do everything that the Lord has commanded. We will do everything. We will heed it. You know, and when we receive, come and receive, it's not come and grasp. It's not take away. It's being given. And oh, that we are able to receive, what a gift. We shouldn't, but God loves us so much. He's giving us his own life force, his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist to receive. And we say the words, and we should say them aloud, not amen, and barely whisper them, or maybe not our head. But when we receive that Holy Eucharist, amen. And we're saying this. We're saying what the Israelites said, I will do everything that the Lord has told me. I believe in everything that the Lord has told me. I believe in the teachings of the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I believe, and I will do, and I will follow. I will heed, and I will do. I affirm, yes, I believe. When we receive that most mysterious, most divine gift, what are we really saying about that? How are we presenting ourselves to the Lord in that most intimate moment? It was in the book of Hebrews, just another chapter past what we read today, chapter 10, where it talks about Jesus becomes the veil. You know, the veil was ripped and torn in two. That veil protected anyone from seeing the Holy of Holies. Only those chosen, very few, could go beyond the veil to the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle, in the temple. And so for 99.9% of the population, you could not go past, you could not see beyond the veil. But Jesus' own flesh and blood now becomes that veil. It becomes an intimate connection where now he says, no, I will receive my people. I will give myself to my people. My people can now be in my presence. Only a few were allowed in the presence of the Holy of Holies before Christ died on the cross, before his blood was shed for the remission of all of our sins. And when that happened, signifying to the Israelites and those leaders in the church at the time, the veil was ripped apart. Now there isn't a barrier. Christ himself gives of himself, take and eat, come and drink. be filled and remain in me. He's giving us heavenly food so we can be prepared to live with him in eternal life. It's a gift. It can't be seized. The wisest men and women of the world, like the Solomons, cannot take from Christ. Force, seizing, wisdom, conniving, none of that can take from Christ. He simply gives because he's full, because he is love. He's giving out of his love to those who he created, us as creatures. And out of love, we are to receive. Out of love, we are to receive. And so as we think about those Corpus Christi processions, as we look at our church, that we are in the presence of the Lord, how amazing is that? Think about Jesus walking through the streets in the Holy Land, and people would follow. People wanted to hear his word. People even reached out to touch him. Who is that? The blind man would say, it's Jesus, the Nazarene. Do you believe that in that tabernacle, in that Corpus Christi procession, in your adoration chapel, that is Jesus, the Nazarene, and you can reach out and touch him? Just like the woman for 12 years plagued with hemorrhages and bleeding, nothing could heal her. And yet she had that little mustard seed of faith. If I could just touch his clothes, his cloak, that little bitty tassel, it's touched him. It's touched the Lord. I could be healed. Do we have that kind of faith? That's the faith that it takes to say, yes, I believe I will receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity in this Holy Eucharist today. Let it be so, to receive that sacrament of love. It is by faith. It is by faith that we believe. Jesus has his word. And in fact, the key, we have the word and the Eucharist in the Holy Mass. We come, we arrive, we listen to the word, we give thanks and praise, we eat and drink his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And then guess what? We're sent. We're sent out to share what we've received. Now we want others to receive. We want to have others receive the good news. You know, when the apostles received the bread and the cup, Jesus's body and blood at that first Holy Eucharist, they sang hymns of praise as they traditionally would do in receiving the Passover. And so as we are sent out, go forth and proclaim the good news in your life, by your life. Let's sing those psalms of praise. Let's be a witness of God's love. The sacrament of love is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, in that tabernacle, in that monstrance being taken now across the country in our Eucharistic revival. But do we recognize this is Jesus? This is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's stop and recognize his presence, receive the gift that he's given us, and then go on out and share that gift with others, especially those in most need. May God bless you on this feast of Corpus Christi. You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.